War.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm sure glad you joined me today, as I'm really, you know, my name is Jim Brown, but it's James Brown. And you know what today? I feel good. And I'll tell you why I feel good. First of all, let me thank so many of you for sending in your concerns and your best wishes for a speedy recovery for me. I had a major knee surgery, a full knee replacement here last week. Had a hip replacement about 4 months ago. So it's been a tough week for me, and I was looking forward to the show, but didn't know just how we would balance it all out with the time and how to handle the pain. But I'm doing real well. And again, I thank so many of you for contacting me. Surgeons went into my left knee, thought we were going to have a partial knee replacement. I ended up needing a whole knee replacement. Now, if you've ever seen those that put these bionic knees and hips in, this knee is really big. It's probably 4 inches by 5 or 6 inches. The whole package is metal that goes into your knee. I had the hip done, so now I'm well on my way to being the bionic man. A little rough for me. Actually, the hip was easier than the knee. Try to balance out the various pain medications and get myself focused and do the exercises that, quite frankly, are painful. But if I had gotten through this week, this is the tough week, and I think by next week I'll be doing fine. So again, thanks for all of you that expressed your concern. And I like to keep you posted on that because a lot of our listeners are going to face those kinds of decisions coming up. We've got a good show today, by the way. We've got an emergency room doctor coming on, talking about why you go to the emergency room or things you can do from keeping to going to the emergency room. So health and medicine are a good portion of my program because, you know, if you don't have your basic health, then life is very difficult to live. If you're in pain, if you hurt, if you're facing one obstacle after the other. And so I want to keep you in good form, good exercise. I think I told a lot of my listeners that I had a chance to visit with Joan Baez, the well-known folk singer that started off in the 50s. In 1957-58, Joan Baez was probably the most popular female singer in America. And she was a cohort, boyfriend or girlfriend of Bob Dylan. And they were all over the papers, Time Magazine, you name it, stories about the two of them. And Joan Baez had so many great songs. Well, she performed here about a month ago, right here in my home of Baton Rouge. Went down and had a chance to visit with her. And she talked about her day. I was amazed at her voice. Her voice is just as melodic, angelic, quite frankly, as it was some 50 years ago. We talked about that, how you keep your voices in shape, and I kind of identified with her because I'm on the radio a good bit, and my voice has to stay clear and concise and not have breaks and not have colds. And she said, Jim, you know, you train yourself as you get older with your voice and with your body. You've got to stay in much better shape. She says she spends several hours of her day taking care of herself. She's 72 years old, and in doing so, she exercises, she watches what she eats, she does vocal exercises to strengthen her vocal cords so she stays so melodic. You just got to do that as you get a little older. You know, when you're 30, you can do anything and stay up all night and don't have to exercise, and you stay in pretty good shape. Then at 40, the whole transaction starts changing a little bit to where you're a little bit more sore when you get up in the morning, or after a workout, you're sore. You see these professional athletes at 40 years old, the additional training they have to do. I know some of the professional basketball players and football players, after games, they go into the locker room, get on a recumbent bike for maybe an hour to keep those muscles loose, keep those muscles warm, and so they don't tighten up. Well, you and I have to do that to some degree, too. That's the point I'm trying to make. And maybe I overdid it. I was very active in my early years, my 20s and 30s. I've run most of my life, done triathlons, you name it, I did it. Probably overdid did it a little too much. And then in my particular case, I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'3", but I have very narrow feet. I'd wear a AAA narrow shoe if I didn't wear insoles. And then on top of that, I've got very skinny legs. I've got a bird. People call me bird legs. Then I've got this pretty heavy frame on top, pushing all of this weight down on skinny legs and narrow feet. And that certainly caused some of the erosion that's taken place in both my hip and my knee. So you got to deal with issues like that. I tried to do so, done so with a fair amount of success, and I want to keep talking about it on the show to give you some tips so that you don't overdo what you're doing in terms of exercising. Use good common sense in your diet. Don't pound too much. You know, stay off the concrete if you're out, even walking. I try to stay on the grass if I can. Walk around the grass. If you're by a golf course, that's the best place to walk. I've walked around golf courses for years because you don't take the pounding. The pressure doesn't get on your knees, your hips, your ankles, and you're just going to do a heck of a lot better. So you can stay very healthy and use these tips, and we'll talk a lot some more about them. Well, we're into the NFL playoffs. I love football. I'm a big football fan, like so many of you are. Even if you're not, though, I'd share this one particular story with you. If we have to take a break, we'll run over and talk about it. By the way, my New Orleans Saints lost yesterday to the Seattle Seahawks 23-15, so the Saints are kind of out of the playoffs. We've got the New Orleans Patriots also won yesterday. They beat the Indianapolis Colts 43-22. But the Green Bay Packers have always been a very special team for me. And listen to me on this. Even if you care nothing about football, you don't care anything about football, the Packers made the playoffs. They lost in a very close game, 20-23. Their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, was out for about 7 weeks, and that certainly impacted their ability to get home team advantage and do well. So they got beat, and they probably weren't going to do much better than that. Oh, they've had a heck of a season. But I've been rooting for the Green Bay Packers for years. And you know why? Let me tell you why. They're one of the very best examples of how a sports franchise should operate. They don't run to the state capitol or to Washington, D.C., hat in hand, looking for a handout. The team, by the way, the Packers are owned by the citizen stockholders all over Wisconsin. And the Packers management doesn't regularly try to blackmail public officials into giving more handouts under threat of picking up and moving the franchise. And by the way, recently when it came time for Green Bay to revamp their legendary Lambeau Field, the state of Wisconsin didn't put up one penny. Boy, is that quite a change where states and cities are running in saying, oh, don't leave us, don't leave us, here's more money, what do you want to stay? All proceeds to pay for the renovations at Lambeau Field came from the private sector. Season ticket holders were charged a one-time fee of, I think, $1,400, which fans could pay out over several years. They'd finance it for you. In addition, the Packers did a stock offering, just like many corporations do, for capital improvements. And finally, the Packers took out a team loan to be repaid out of yearly revenues. No sweetheart deals from the state, no special considerations, no coming to the public trough for taxpayer money. What happens in a number of states, including my home state right here in Louisiana, is that the team owners cry wolf, saying that they'll have no choice but to move their franchise elsewhere if the tax incentives and outright dollars are not bountifully offered. But if you look at the NFL team arrangements, they'll show that the way the teams are structured makes it virtually impossible not to about break even or even to run a profit. You see, they have what is called profit sharing, and they spread the TV revenue. It's a lot different than in baseball. In baseball, the New York Yankees are the top franchise in baseball, and they keep all the money they bring in from cable TV, from all the sales of all the jerseys and all that kind of thing. They can keep all that, and they play to such a huge market. We've got a lot of listeners up in Atlantic City, throughout New York City, and throughout all the state of New Jersey. You know what I'm talking about. The Yankees just pound in all the time their product, and they keep all the revenues from it. That's not how it works in football. In football, you take all the revenue, and you add it all up, and everybody gets its equal share. The Yankees' payroll, you know, the New York Yankees paid Alex Rodriguez, he was mentioned at the top of the hour on the news right here, $250 million over so many years. That's more money than the number of teams play every player on their team. So the Yankees just buy their position, and actually they've not been very good at it, but in any event, they are able to buy their franchise. Now, in football, you don't do that. Everybody gets the same amount of money. So the Green Bay Packers, the smallest market in the whole country, is able to take their share of the money and able to do very, very well with it. And I'll tell you why. And so it's a marvelous story for taxpayers who want to say, look, we don't want to be taken advantage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Mancow. Now heard here.
Check it out.
GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, before the break, we were talking about the Green Bay Packers, and I don't care who your favorite fan is or even whether you like football. I just like the way that the Packers run their business. They don't come to the state for handouts. They're not looking for the city to pay for this or that, and they've done a marvelous job. They make lots of money, and they have stockholders. The fans are the stockholders. And then the other argument I wanted to touch on was, well, but look at all the economic development it makes. If we don't give them money and this team leaves, then we're going to miss all this huge influx of money coming in for the football games. And I've looked at several studies. The Brookings Institute, that's one of the top think tanks in the country, did a recent 500-page study on sports, jobs, and taxes. And what they concluded was that sports teams, all they do is realign economic activity within a city's leisure industry. They don't add to it at all. Here's what they write. They say that professional sports are not a major catalyst for economic development, that public subsidies, all they do is just shift the dollars. What they're saying is, let's assume that you own four tickets for the Green Bay Packers, the New Orleans Saints, whatever team you have, and you pack up the kids and you go to the game and you buy food and all that kind of thing. Well, let's assume you didn't have tickets or there was no franchise. You still have that disposable income. You'd go buy a bass boat. You'd join a country club and pay golf. You would get a lake house or a camp. You'd take a vacation, and you're paying all the same sales taxes, so the state gets the same amount of money. You see, the state doesn't lose a thing. It just redistributes. And so Brookings found this. Let me give you a quote right here. They said, independent research by a number of independent groups have uniformly found that there is no significant positive correlation between sports facility construction and economic development. And they say that these consultants who are hired by team owners to say otherwise, according to Brookings, says they're just peddling snake oil, that it doesn't bring in more economic development. So what you're doing is paying for prestige. You're just trying to show, hey, we got us a football team. And you pay, and so at what point is it too much? Do you pay nothing like the Green Bay Packers does? Do you pay out hundreds of millions of dollars like the New Orleans Saints does? Do you pay out $1 billion? How much is too much, and where do you draw the line? And that's a factor that more and more cities are going to have to see because these studies come out. It's just not a profit center. You don't make money by having a sports franchise. You don't infuse money and create economic development. It's something that's for prestige and nothing more. And if you like that prestige, well, many taxpayers who don't even like football are paying through the nose for that prestige. So I'll just say this. The Green Bay Packers represent the best of the American free enterprise system. They build a championship team by paying their own way without trolling for taxpayers' dollars. You know, it's the way a franchise should be run. That's the great American way, free enterprise. Don't come to the government for a handout, as too many of these sports franchises do. So I just share that with you. Hey, remember that Cabaret, that great musical, Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey, and they sing this marvelous song about money makes the world go around. Money, 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 money. And to a degree, particularly if you're talking about politics, money does make the world go round. Terry McAuliffe is the new governor of Virginia. And he ran a successful campaign over that way. He spent $33 million to be governor of a good-sized state, but not a huge state like Texas or anything like that. $33 million. Some $14 million were poured in by unions, environmental groups, political action groups, all coming from out of state. It comes from out of state. There's a whole new focus now to where you've got all these new groups being formed for the sole purpose of influencing state elections. Now, this year, we're into 2014. Hey, Happy New Year and all that. We've got 435 U.S. House representative seats up for grabs. One-third of the 100-member Senate and 36 governor's races will be up for grabs, up for re-election or election for the first time this year. And what you're seeing is that tons of new groups have been formed to influence these elections. For the Republicans, they've got something called the American Crossroads. That's Karl Rove, the advisor to George Bush and his organization. They've been around a good bit. They spent in 2012 alone $176 million. Then you've got the Americans for Prosperity. That's these Koch brothers, big libertarians, big oil company guys, and they spent some $122 million in 1 year of their money. They've got the money, and they spent it into their fund to influence various state elections. And there's a long list of these organizations, the Heritage Foundation. Remember Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina? He's taken over this group. They've gotten very, very political to influence these elections. U.S. Chamber of Commerce primarily gives to Republicans. America Rising, that's a group that came out of the Mitt Romney campaign manager. Freedom Works is another Koch-backed operation. I can go on and on with you. Now, the Democrats have the same breakdown in terms of them giving out money. You've got groups called the American Bridge, which is kind of like the GOP American Rising. They're just a pound Republicans. Priorities USA, they spent $65 million to try to defeat Romney in the last election. Retired Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City formed a political group called Independence USA. He spent $2.2 million in the Virginia governor's race alone, his organization did. Here's my concern. Why do we need all this outside money flowing into these state elections? We're letting people outside the state determine who represents you and me. I think if I live in my particular state, that each voter should make the difference. It doesn't anymore because the voters are so overwhelmed with massive influxes of money coming from out of state. That's what decides the election, like in Virginia, $33 million, most of which came from out of state, flowing in to influence that election. I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong. We're not having people represent us. What these lobbying groups are seeing is that a vote is a vote. If they happen to live in Virginia, they're just as concerned about a U.S. Senate race out in California because that's a vote. If they can influence that race and build some goodwill by huge campaign contributions, they get a vote out of it, you see. And so that's how they benefit. And so, you know, I don't think we'll ever do it, quite frankly. But we ought to give money within the flow of where you live. If you are running for president, then you should be able to raise money all over America. If you're running for governor or U.S. senator of, say, New Jersey, we have a lot of listeners up there where they had some very heated recent races, then the people of New Jersey ought to make that decision. They're the ones who should finance that campaign. No money from outside. You ought to be a registered voter in a state. And if you're a registered voter, you give the money that makes the difference. If it's a congressional race or, say, you're running for mayor, you raise money within your city. And that's all you do. You get rid of all this these vested interests, spending this ton of money that would make a huge, huge difference. Money is the mother's milk of politics. It's what makes the world go around in politics, and I think it's wrong. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to come back and talk to that ER doctor I told you about. He's a funny guy. He'll give us some hints on what you got to do if you have to go to the hospital. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll see my show guests. You'll read my columns every week. Have some fun on the site, too. www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at home spilt before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 house, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I talked in earlier about the show about my knee surgery. I'm doing fine, a little balanced out, glad the week is gone, and I'll be well in a couple of weeks, I think, having done hip surgery about 4 months earlier. So we're talking about medicine a little bit. A guy I had a chance to visit a little bit with about my particular problems, you got your problems, I got mine, is Dr. Bob Slay, Robert Slay. He is a practicing emergency room physician. He's certified in internal medicine. He went to the University of Virginia Medical School. We talked about Virginia recently on the show, just last hour on the show. And he's got some interesting ideas about taking care of yourself, losing weight, also brings a little humor into it. Thought we'd share some of his thoughts on the show today. Dr. Bob, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show.
Good to hear you, and good morning. I was gonna tell you a little bit about your experience with your surgery. I call it doctor speak. So you ask your orthopedic doctor, and I'm sure you did this before your knee surgery, is there a lot of pain involved in this? And what the doctor will always say is he'll say, you know, Jim, in my experience, there's very little pain, and people get better very quickly with rehab. There's very little suffering or swelling or pain. And you say, what do you mean in your experience? Well, in my experience with all my patients, you mean, doctor, you've never had the operation? No, I've never had the operation. But in my experience, there's very little pain. The other one you hate to hear in the ER is when the doctor says, now, Jim, especially if he's working below the waist, now, Jim, you're going to feel a little pressure now. And what that actually means is you're going to experience pain so bad that you're going to see white light, Jesus and Buddha, and you're going to say, take me now, Lord, take me now. That's the kind of pain we're talking about with a little pressure. So I always make a point of telling them you're going to have a little bit of a sting or a little bit of pain here. I call the Trailway Station of Medicine, and if you haven't been, you're going to go. Everybody out there listening eventually is going to end up in the emergency room, either with somebody else or on their own. So I say,
well, Doc, you're throwing a lot at me, but I see what you're saying. As far as the pain, though, I mean, you go in, you're right on. The pain was pretty strong, but I was saying, look, the short-range pain is going to be so outweighed by the long-term benefits, so I've just got to suck it up. But, you know, any operation, particularly as you get older, and your experience certainly tells you this, is not an easy thing to do because, as you mentioned, you talked about below the waist. Well, when you deal with the pain, you're affecting not only your knee or your hip, whatever you happen to be doing, but you've got problems with your digestive system. You've got problems with constipation. You got problems with a variety of other factors you have to deal with and balance all that out.
Exactly. And the other thing about the emergency room that's kind of interesting is if you look at who comes to the emergency room on their own volition, it's about 80% women, believe it or not. And I don't know if you're married or not, but in general, the women in this country are the spouses, the concerned other, save many more lives a day than I will ever save in my life. There's actually only two reasons a man will come of his own volition to the ER 100% of the time. I'm going to give you the first one. The first one is something in his eye. And if he's on drugs or alcohol or whatever, he may not come that night. He'll come the next morning, though, if there's something in his eye. Now, you give me the second reason they will come 100% of the time on their own, 100% of the time. What's the second reason?
I'm just trying to think, Doc. I'm going through my own personal list. You got me. You stumped me. What is it?
Well, a lot of people say, you know, well, if the man has a heart attack, he's for sure going to come. No, they don't. They stay home with indigestion, taking Tums and everything else. I had a guy the other day, and bless his heart, who woke up one morning paralyzed on one side. Couldn't move his right arm and his right leg. His face was sagging. So he got a sling and put it on his arm, and he got his wife's walker and tried to make it around the house for about 2 days after having a major stroke. The other thing men do that's interesting is they will look at their stool. Every time they go number two, 100% of the time, the men will examine the specimen, and they'll look at it. Women don't do that. Women are like cats. They're there. They're gone. You know, I've been married 40 years. Never seen her go. A lot of toilet paper been used. I know something's happening there, but they will never even look at it. The men do. Damn, there's blood in there. There's something moving in there. But they still will not come to the emergency room for that. The other reason is it's below the waist. It's something dear to you. A lot of people say, well, it's that erection that won't go away. No, it isn't. They won't come for that. Their wife will call about that, and I tell the wife, we got to do something or you're going to get cystitis. We got to stop him. But no, that's not it. If they can't pee, they will come to the emergency room. So it's really women who are the concerned other of the couple that make the big dummy come to the emergency room or take care of his health care. And that's
and by the way, and there's a product called Flomax that kind of helps you urinate that I've used after these operations. That is a problem, and I take that at night to kind of help get me back regular again. It took me a few days, but I'm doing it. Let me ask you this. There are interesting figures that came out last week showing that people thought that with Obamacare and all the new insurance coverage that people would use their primary care physician, and they wouldn't run to the emergency room quite so often because we know how expensive that is. But actually, several studies have shown that dramatic increase in the number of people going to the emergency rooms, even though they now have insurance. That struck me as kind of odd, huh?
Well, you know, this state, I'm in California, and we have 30% of the welfare recipients in the nation in our state. And what we have out here, the Medicaid that we have is called Medi-Cal, and that's now being converted over to Obamacare. It's essentially the same thing. Those people that can't pay are going to get care. And yes, they come to the emergency room, and they come in droves, and it's amazing. The mom will come with the three children, and everybody will check in. Now, they do have a primary care doctor, but it's too inconvenient for them to do that. and they may have to wait in the clinic. Come to the emergency room, you're going to get seen relatively quickly and get taken care of, and it's no cost to them. So you're exactly right. It's a convenience factor. I have people ride in by ambulances on Medicaid because it doesn't cost me anything. Why did you come by ambulance? You know, you have a hurt leg here. You could have, you know, gotten a ride. I don't have a ride. Okay, I understand. So we pay for that, too. So you're right. We're inundated with people. And a lot of times, I can't really make a judgment or discourage them because that man with a back pain may have an abdominal aneurysm. We don't know. So we can't really make a judgment as an ER doctor. I let the patient define the emergency, but there is outright abuse of the emergency department, absolutely, and it's continuing to recur. It clogs up the system is what it does.
Well, Doc, let me ask you, we got Dr. Bob Slay on the line right now. By the way, he's written a really interesting new book called The Battle Buddy Diet, Two Do's, Two Docs, 4 Weeks, Victory. It's on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Now, you and your wife had a pretty solid battle with obesity. Tell us about that, because a lot of listeners out there say, gosh, I'm overweight, but I'm just not sure how to approach it. And you had to deal with it yourself and took a very aggressive action, didn't you?
Yeah, they call it the married 30. It's more like, for couples been married for 40 years, it's more like 10 pounds a year. And that had happened to me. I was an athlete. I was on the Delta Force in the Army and trained every day. And in my 40s, still had the 32-inch waist and so on. And around 25 years of marriage later, I'm up 50 pounds. I'm 5'9". I'd gotten up to 232 pounds. She had gotten kind of large. And what really scared me, Jim, is the fact that if you're a male, and this is what I found out studying the literature, and your abdominal girth is greater than 40 inches, or you're female, it's greater than 36, you're going to die 16 to 20 years sooner than you should, and you're going to suffer in the process. There are now 39 diseases associated with truncal obesity. That's what we call it. And that type of fat, that abdominal fat, is inflammatory. It causes inflammation in all the vessels in what we call metabolic syndrome, which is diabetes, hypertension, increased lipids, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, and 5 different kinds of cancers are very highly associated with that. Colon, breast, ovary, prostate, lung, and probably uterine, just from that fat alone. And the other scary thing is that if you eat the wrong foods, what I call inflammatory foods or processed foods, you can die even if you're skinny and you're going to get one of those cancers or die early. For example, if I feed you vodka and red meat, you will get colon cancer. I can almost guarantee it.
Good gosh. Hard to see how you hit, boy. That's a shakeup. That's scary. Now, Dr. Bob, you've got a little humor you bring in to the work that you do. You do it in the ER clinic, and I want to come back and talk about that.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
GCN. New year, new attitude, new show. ManCow is now on GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking to Dr. Robert Slay. He is an emergency room practitioner, internal medicine out in California, and got some pretty interesting ideas about how do you take care of yourself, when you should go to the emergency room, when you're not. Now, I'm sure you have seen all kinds of weird things out there, Dr. Bob, of people coming in for all types of crazy things. Can you shed a little humorous light on us here about what some people try to do when they come in the ER room or what their purpose is to come in?
Well, one of the more exciting things occurred about 3 weeks ago. I was entering the ambulance bay of the emergency room, and the sliding doors slide open there. And as I'm coming in my scrub suit, I noticed from the back of the ER, from what we call the psychiatric room, a naked man is coming my way at a high rate of speed. The nurses yell to me, "Dr. Slay, stop him, stop him." Apparently the man is on some type of drugs. We found out later was methamphetamine. For some reason they like to get naked. So the naked man is running toward me, and he has a Foley catheter in place hooked up to a bag, flapping in the breeze as he's running toward me. Now, I used to play free safety in college, and I can tackle a man in the open field. So here he comes. I'm getting on my toes. I'm squaring up my shoulders to him. Now, you know from football yourself that when you tackle a man in the open field, you got to put your head in front, because if you tackle with your head behind, he'll run through your arms. It'll be an arm tackle, and he'll get away. So I'm going to drive my head right in there at the belly button. You're going to watch that belly button, because he can't jive and get away with that. So I'm going to watch him. Here he comes. I'm going to definitely drive into him, pull his legs up, and put him down on his back. No question about it. So I'm looking at that belly button. I'm looking at that Foley catheter. I stand up. I watch him go through those doors. He could go all the way. I'm not going to tackle that man. He could go all the way.
Right.
So anyway, that was just one episode. We have a lot of strange things there. I do a TV show called Untold Stories of the ER, and I invite your listeners to go to that website, and they can see clips from the show. We have the fraternity boys with the blue urine. We have the man who swallowed the razor.
Tell me about that. Tell me about those fraternity boys.
That was, The fraternity boys had had a panty raid on, or a house raid on the sorority the week before. They'd done nasty things like put cellophane over the toilets, put hard candy in the shower heads, put gooey stuff on the doorknobs, and lots of other things. And the girls wanted to get even, but they decided, no, we're not going to get even. We'll have a party. So they had a party and that night, and so Sunday morning I'm working the ER and I get four fraternity brothers in who are peeing bright blue urine. I mean fluorescent blue. And the ones that bring them in after they've been there a while, they also pee, and they're peeing the bright blue urine. And then I get a call from the college that we have 30 of them now who are peeing bright blue, and they think it's some kind of epidemic or terrorist attack. The cameras show up from the local TV station. I put these guys in the bed. They're all becoming paralyzed, can't breathe. You know, I can't move my legs, dude. Can you? No, man. And they're all panicked. It's like a group panic situation. So I said, what in the world is this? We run every test known to man on these guys. We can't figure it out. They're all having different symptoms. The administrator of the hospital comes down to see me because patients have seen it on TV now, and they're checking out of the hospital. The ER room empties, the waiting room. Everybody's afraid they're going to catch it. And it finally occurs to me what's going on here. At that time, I get a phone call. I hear girls laughing, the TV going in the background. I get a phone call, and she said, tell those little boys that they're going to continue to pee blue, and their little pee-pees are going to turn blue and drop off. And she's laughing. And I hear a bunch of laughter in the background. I said, wait a minute, who is this? And I said, tell me, is this methylene blue? Because that's one of the old treatments that makes the urine turn blue. And she says, right. You're a pretty smart ER doctor, aren't you? 5 years later, I'm in the doctor's land. So it was a mass hysteria, absolutely harmless thing. We finally get them all out of there. 5 years later, I'm in the doctor's lounge with a young doctor woman, and we're talking about, you know, group panic situations. I said, I was there for the blue urine. She says, oh, I was at the university when that happened. I said, what? She says, yeah. And I said, what was your major? She says, chemistry. I said, what sorority were you in? She said, in that sorority. I said, well, wait a minute here. Come back here. She's walking away. She turns around and says, you're a pretty smart ER doctor, aren't you? Yeah, true story.
Unbelievable.
To the Battle Buddy diet, the reason the Battle Buddy diet is so important is because that woman that saves your life, that domestic partner, is the one who's going to go into this with you. You're going to avoid 12 lethal foods that you should never, ever eat. They're listed in the book. And these are these inflammatory foods. What happens is you get pimples on the inside lining of your arteries. Those pimples rupture, and you have a stroke or heart attack. It's not plaque building up like in your pipes at home. It's actually inflammation. And we know eating one McDonald's burger can cause this inflammation within minutes, and it lasts for hours. So that's what it's all about. If you avoid that diet, avoid the 12 lethal foods, you do this as a couple, the two of you decide to do it together. There are rules in there on how you do it and a method to how you can do it. For only 4 weeks, you eat whole foods. That's natural foods, beans, greens, grains, fruit, and salmon. I believe in salmon. Some people don't. You will lose 8 to 12 pounds a month, and you will get back to your high school weight, and I'm telling you the truth. The only other ingredient is, or two other ingredients are sleep and exercise, and it's all in there. You don't have to join a gym. You just have to start walking around more and doing more things, and I guarantee you that within within the 4 weeks, you'll feel so much better, and you will lose the weight and waist circumference that you will not want to go back to your previous lifestyle where you feel full, bloated, and sick all the time, and you're going to have a new life. So I tell people, just get together, pledge to do it. You can't police each other, but the two of you pledge to do it. I also have a chapter in there on the family, how to get the family to do it. As you know, childhood obesity is absolutely a crime right now, and pandemic. 60% of kids that are growing up now are going to have diabetes in the next 15 years. 60%. Six out of 10 are going to have diabetes. I have little girls that are having puberty at age 6 because it's weight-related. When they get to 90-some pounds, they have puberty. And that's just very tragic and sad to see. So,
tell me, Doc, let me ask you, we don't have a lot of time. First of all, give me a few of those really foods to avoid that some people may not realize. Give me just a couple of examples.
A lot of people don't like to hear it because the foods that we're talking about, I tell people don't eat anything that's white. So that means flour and sugar, essentially. If it's made with flour, you can't eat it. Now, at Whole Foods stores now, they have chips and things that are made out of ground meal that are not flour that you can eat in moderation that don't hurt you. But flour is one of the real killers. A lot, you know, we were all victims in the 80s of no-fat diets. And instead, we, you know, we got that fat-free muffin at Starbucks that was a simple carbohydrate. A white potato raises your blood sugar faster than if you drank pure sugar water. That's how fast it goes up. So no white potatoes, nothing white. And then, of course, mammalian meat. Anything with hair, eyes, and a mother, you should not eat unless it's grass-fed. If it's truly free-range, same thing for chickens, truly free-range and the eggs, and you can have those. But there are very few of those. Some of the stores now are starting to get those in, and I think that's going to be one of the things that saves us. Dairy products. As my friend Arnold says, milk is for babies. Milk's not even for babies. There's no reason to drink milk. Milk is an incomplete protein. If you read on the carton there, it'll say, for fat-free milk, 12 grams of sugar in 1 8-ounce cup, 125 to 150 calories. You might as well drink a Coca-Cola with sugar in it.
You're right.
People know that about milk. So those are three of them. There's more on there, but there's lots of delicious foods you can eat and you can make, and the weight will melt away. It'll change your life forever. BattleBuddyDiet.com. You can see the company there.
Is that your main website, BattleBuddyDiet.com?
Yeah, the back of the book is available at Amazon and most bookstores. But if you go to that website, you can see the stand-up comedy. I'm on Funny or Die. And you can see the stand-up comedy, and it links to the TV shows if people are interested in seeing that. It's kind of fun.
Well, it really is, and I certainly enjoyed it. And so, Doc, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to have you back again here maybe next month, and I had 25 more questions I wanted to ask you, and we'll try to follow up in the future.
I would love to come back and answer those questions. I'm trying to get the word out here. I don't cure anything in the ER, so I'm trying to do a little preventive stuff here for patients. That's what this is all about.
Well, the Battle Buddy Diet, you can find on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. The BattleBuddyDiet.com is Dr. Bob's website to give a try to. And Dr. Bob, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you here again soon.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Okay, interesting guy, Dr. Bob Slay, and you know what he's saying are things we talk about in the show all the time. Just common sense ideas about the whites. You know, no white rice. It had the brown rice, the sweet potatoes, no white potatoes. And I like that example. If it's got hair, eyes, and a mother, some you ought to stay away from. Hey, it's just a question of your choice. You got the right to live your life however you want. But if you want to live a long and healthy life, there's some common sense things you can do to avoid that. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news right now. Come on back, and got a lot more to talk about in the show. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll see you right back after the evening news.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.